This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is January 12th on the Sunday broadcast 2020. And we have definitely entered the quickening. Everything hidden is now beginning to be revealed. This is going to be a bumpy ride. Californian textbooks for eighth graders officially have blood drinking and vampirism as part of sexual pleasure taught for multiple pages. That's coming up. The UN's head officials admit major vaccine deaths and injury cover-ups. The Iranians admit they shot down the airplane, thought it was a foreign bomber, just like we told you. And so much more.
Ukraine International Flight PS752 was taking its normal flight path when two TOR surface-to-air missiles were fired upon it, killing all 176 people on board. The American media blamed President Trump.
Do you think they assumed this was some sort of U.S. military plane?
Well, I have been briefed on it, Wolf, in the Intelligence Committee, so I'm not really at liberty to say. But if what is being projected is true, this is yet another example of collateral damage from the actions that have been taken in a provocative way by the President of the United States.
And when the regime finally admitted to shooting down the plane, the American media came to their defense. Meanwhile, the people of Iran took to the streets in protests. In Tehran, Karaj, and Isfahan, they shouted, "Our enemy is here. They lie when they tell us it's the U.S. Bisharaf, which means dishonorable. Shameless IRGC, leave the country. Death to this regime after all these years of crimes. Don't call me instigator. You are the sedition. And gun barrel, tank, and machine gun, Mullah should be annihilated." Immediately, these protests appear different than what we have seen in the past. The language is stronger. Saudi-run media Iran International reports that security agencies have warned the families of Iranians who died in the crash that if they speak with media outside of Iran, then they will never see the bodies of their loved ones. British Ambassador Rob McCare was arrested in Tehran while photographing the protests. Seems to be at the heart of the drama that America is currently tied into, and it is dividing the so-called patriot movement. Say what you will about the QAnon movement, but it is not a small thing. It has grown so big that it has become a part of pop culture. And the Q position is clear. Regime change in Iran is part of the plan. But how exactly will that look? Many are understandably concerned that we are being set up for another neocon regime change in the Middle East, creating more angry refugees to flood Europe with and the United States with. And many are hoping to see the Iranian people rise up and gain independence within their own nation, something they have not known for over 200 years. Feel about the relationship between Iran and America, it is in desperate need of resolve. And the protests in Iran are continuing. The question isn't, will the regime change? The question is, what comes next when it does? Reporting for Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here, Lord willing, the next 2 hours. What we have predicted for 2020 is clearly true. What everyone can feel and see is now manifesting. It's the year of vision. It's the year of awakening. It's the year we're going to really find out just how bad it is. We're going to be taken to the bottom of the rabbit hole this year. The only question is, can we handle it? I have been up here basically all weekend. We got contacted by medical doctors and researchers on Thursday night. And they said, no one has reported on this. We want you to be the first. The UN, because under compliance laws, they have to post this, but they hid the link. We've been waiting a month to find it. They had the meetings on December 2nd and 3rd. The official UN WHO, head of the WHO, the head scientist of the WHO, the World Health Organization, in Geneva, Switzerland, where that group's based. And they said, we're watching the 20 hours of the two-day meetings. Here's some of the basics we've got, but we want you to break this. Well, Rob Dews, the news director, because he'll work 20 hours a day without asking you to, on important issues like this, he basically watched most of it with some of the folks online. We're going to crowdsource it here today and ask you to go watch it because there's even breakaway meetings. This is the head of the WHO, the head scientist of the WHO, the head of the World Vaccine Program saying it's killing a bunch of people. They say this on tape. It's not protecting people, and the majority of doctors are rebelling and are about to go public. We're being ordered to do this. But it's a crime against humanity. It is a Nuremberg moment. So Friday, we stayed up here late, and then yesterday, and then today, and I was watching hours of this before I went on air, and I shot a report on it that'll be done at the end of the hour, so we should premiere it here. But imagine you're watching this stuff. I mean, you're going to see the video, okay? It's unbelievable. We already know all this, but the fact that they knew all along and they're covering it up, it makes you physically, it's like, hey, you feeling good? You're proving right. I'm like, no, I'm not feeling too hot here. No, I'm not feeling too good about this. Be like in a murder mystery, or you think you know who's kidnapped the kid, and then you turn out right, the kid's dead. It's not a good feeling. So there's that. I've been saying since it happened day one, they shot down that Ukrainian airliner with TOR missiles. We even had the photos, the video. Oh, that's fake news, InfoWars. We literally broke that. Somebody else would run with it, you know, 5-6 days ago. Now the Iranians say, yeah, we shot it down. Sorry. Thought it was a B-52 bomber. We got that.
We got the articles of impeachment now going to the Senate. And then we've got, when I say and, I mean, I've got like 20 other things, but I always explain this to listeners, like, as crazy as I sound, because the globalists are crazy, it's always worse than I say. So I tell the listeners, I'm not a liar on purpose, but it's almost always worse than I'm saying. Like, I wish I was exaggerating. But it's always worse than I'm saying. Like my wife's going with me next week to D.C. for the George Soros Women's March, and the gun confiscation that starts in Virginia will be there. I'm like, yeah, Soros gave $87 million to the first Women's March, and he's given about $300 million since then. And she goes, come on, honey, really? So I was pulling up Wall Street Journal, CNN articles saying how great it was. And she goes, wow, it says $90 million to the first march. And I said, yeah, the first report was $87 million, but later they learned about $3 million more. She's like, how do you know that? And I go, I don't know how I know that. I mean, I study it. I read it. I used to have a photographic memory, but sometimes it fails. I had that great Farrat lady on, incredible journalist. I had her on a few years ago. Her brother was kidnapped, tortured. Her camera guy murdered. And when I got her on, I went, oh, you were locked up and wouldn't go back to, you know, on what you'd said to be released. She goes, no, that was my brother. They kidnapped him, and they were going to kill him if I wouldn't, you know, go along with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. And it was kind of that moment, like, wow, my memory remembered it was her, but it was her brother and her camera guy. But point is, I'm not making stuff up here. And about 97, 98% of the time, I'm dead on accurate. But let's just move on from that. I'm just explaining to people that I don't blow smoke. I really lived this. I had 8 hours of dreams last night of work. I mean, I work in my dreams, and they're very clairvoyant, very central, and I was working the whole time on what we're going to do. I just want you to know I'm fully committed, and I don't want you to think out there that, oh, everybody's false and there's nobody real. You're real. You know you're real. You know you tell the truth. You know you love justice. You know you love God. And you know that you're not backing down. So I'm going to stop right there. We have video, as I said, of the head of the WHO, the head scientist, the head of the World Vaccine Program, the head bioethics board, and then randomly, like, the head of the Nigerian Health Board. And all these other people. And I mean, I called up here yesterday after I left, and Rob was up here at like midnight. I called Rob this morning, and he's like already up here. I come up here, he's got his kids in there. And you know what? That's good, because he cares about, he's got like, I guess, four kids. He's got two of them. He's taking care of them while he's in there editing, because he cares. I didn't tell him to do that. That's a normal response when you know they're putting poison in vaccines on purpose for social engineering. We're not saying vaccine science isn't real. We're saying they're jacking them. And the normal response of a man is to be pissed. He could take his kids to the park all day long, or take them to, you know, some bowling alley, but they wouldn't be safe, and your children wouldn't be safe if we weren't up here. And I only tell you that to not go, oh, look, we're up here working hard. I'm saying, it's a normal response to this to go to war. And we're at war, informationally wise. I mean, you know, we're up here all the time. This is real. This is all I do. Because that's a normal response. It's not heroic. It's a normal response. When somebody's attacking you, you fight back. You don't roll over in the ditch and die. That's why when listeners call in, it is critical that you not say, thank you, you're great, you're wonderful. Again, that's like somebody that runs off the side of a bridge on an icy road and goes into a river, and they're fighting to get out of the seatbelt in the river and knock the windshield out to swim up to the top and not die. That ain't heroic. That's called survival. So if you want to say anything, say, my life force is strong. You want to say, yeah, my will to live is damn strong. My will to not fall to these people and give in to them is strong. Now, let me tell you the next thing. why I'm so freaked out. I've known that vampirism, the drinking of blood, is at the heart of Hollywood. I didn't know that from movies or anything. I was in some movies, got involved, went there, and had people tell me. And then I saw it. California textbooks are now teaching 8-year-olds. It broke today. It's on Infowars.com. To drink blood as a sexual preference. And they teach them about blood play. And I went, wait a minute. I was told that by a former high-level FBI 20-something years ago, that term. And I looked it up, and there they're teaching children hardcore Satanism. I'm going to show you that too, folks. Believe me, you don't want to look at it, but you got to look at it, because that's what these people are. These are actual devil worshipers. Their bodies don't live forever, but the spirits that are in them transcend. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, if you're a new listener. So, I was growing up, and I would hear the leftist propaganda that, oh, there's all these squares that don't want you to have a girlfriend, don't want you to drink a beer, don't want you to have fun, and they're all paranoid, and they claim there's, you know, the 1980s Satanism hysteria doesn't exist. Even though law enforcement was reporting it, there were thousands of convictions of human sacrifice, murder, Satanism. They would say, Geraldo Rivera, he's putting out hoaxes. None of it exists. The Satanism hysteria, the Satanism panic. And then those files get declassified 30 years later, and it's everything that the police were warning us about was real. See, the public couldn't handle it. Kind of like people said 50 years ago, Catholic priests are abusing little boys. 20 years ago, they said it's happening really bad, and the Boy Scouts said it was happening. It's every institution, but it's evil trying to take it over. And so, I start looking at the news, and I start researching it. And it's just incredible how mainline news will say in Gillette commercials and on CNN that if a man is at a mall, or a man is at a movie theater, or a man is at a dance, and he goes over and says, I think you're very attractive, you're so amazing, would you like to dance? That's a form of assault. Because normal human activity is bad. But if it's unannounced in many cases, children taken in public schools and libraries and put on the laps, in some cases, of convicted pedophiles, convicted murderers, it's come out. Well, then it's beautiful and wonderful to have a big, fat, ugly man in a dress grabbing little kids. That's the power of the media conditioning you to give in to things that are destructive, because they've got even more horrible things coming. They're searing your consciousness to prepare you for incredible horrors. And so that's the poison vomit sprayed out of the dying black hole that is Hollywood and San Francisco. And I mean, Just type it in. Convicted pedophiles, convicted child rapists ran drag queen story time in Houston. They busted one. The next leader comes. He's another busted one. Because we noticed it and called police. We said, we run the plates of these guys and the rest of them, and they show up and they're one person, and then they come in and put makeup on like clowns. You can't even recognize them and say they're another person. And, of course, it turned out they were hiding their identities. Yes, why is the drag queen story time? They look like clowns, not like guys dressed like women. It's because they're covering up their identities. There it is. Drag queen story time, convicted pedophile dresses woman, reads to kids at public library. This is the big Tet offensive. And they stopped him, and it turned out the next guy was a leader. So here's what's happening. I'm not holding off covering all this news right now. And I'm not a victim. I'm fighting back. But I got to tell you, I'm shell-shocked. You could take one of the reports I've got today, and I've got dozens in front of me, and do a 10-hour show just on that. I mean, this is, it's like triage in a war where you got 1,000 people shot up, and, well, you're not going to fix him, you're not going to fix that guy, but maybe we can fix these. It's an organized takeover. And it's a legitimization of evil to get us to accept it. And now it's launching with everything it's got. Let me do this. Next segment, I will come in like a news reporter and cover the next thing. Just as a father and as a human, it's hard to do. And then I'll tie it together with all the things that are happening. But report. California 8th graders taught anal bondage sex involving blood in sex ed classes. Now, I saw that National File article that was posted up on NewsWars.com, and I thought, what the hell is blood play? Now, when I've read about that, that's what vampires call it when they're killing somebody or torturing somebody to death. And sure as hell, I pulled it up, man, and it is what you do when you're killing somebody and playing on their blood when they kill a baby or whatever, they're rolling around it and all that. And so, you know, I did a little bit of research on that, and it was something I wanted to forget, and it was sure as hell going on. They're going directly to the most sick stuff they can. You say, why is Portland in San Francisco saying, poop in the street, we're going to support you? And like a city councilwoman of Portland's like, it's beautiful, defecate, defecate. Because they're getting you ready for horrible evil, and they're full of salt, and they just want you to see ugliness everywhere. So when they start doing even more crazy stuff, you give in and you give up. That's not going to happen. And, you know, I can study that myself and figure out why they're doing it, but I can read why leftist foundations running the CIA in the 1960s, it was declassified. They were putting out ugly art and debasing women and things like that to get you ready for what they were going to do. Because if you know what beauty is and God's gifts, you're going to want that. But they've got to teach you just to have ugliness around you all day so that you won't differentiate. And so they can associate in eighth graders that sex is about blood play, and then they teach in the textbook for several pages how to drink blood and how to have sex in the blood. And I'm a 45-year-old that's done a lot of studying into evil, and I had to go look it back up today, and it was traumatizing. I mean, it was. To read what these people talk about and what they're into. But imagine your child's in a San Francisco or L.A. school. They're sitting there, an eighth grade boy or girl, and they got their textbook or their digital textbook up, and it's like the joys of having somebody shove their arm up your rear end or the joys of drinking blood. So I don't want to cover all this kind of stuff here. But we all need to just go ahead and face what's going on. Because, see, there's a little trick these devil worshippers use. They'll do something so embarrassing, so crazy, so dirty, so upsetting that they know we'll kind of turn away from it and not want to respond to it. They're like, oh, you want to take the schools back? We're going to teach you to drink blood. You're like, oh, you go, children are ours. Just like one priest gets caught having sex with a 13-year-old boy or something. Everybody goes, well, this is terrible. We're going to relocate him, but we don't want to destroy the whole church. And then they relocate him, but now they've got control of your church because you were involved in the cover-up. See how it works? They've got a formula of evil, and we've got to recognize what it is and say no to it. We can defeat this. We have the blueprint. God gave it to us, but we've got to admit what we're up against. Spiritual attack.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
I
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And let me just do this. I'm going to play the Vampire Report in the third segment of the next hour. And I'm going to cover it all there. But you understand that InfoWars.com has an article that's linked to Mainline News saying, what's wrong with teaching 8-year-olds to drink blood, to cut themselves and hurt their bodies? It's just a preference, you see. It's like keeping babies alive after they're born and selling their organs later. It's all just a lifestyle, isn't it? You're tolerant, right? You'll put up with anything, right? And I called up the folks that wrote this article over at nationalfile.com, and I said, you really get what the main headline there is, right? And they said, well, yeah, they're teaching them stuff I can't even say on an adult show. Bondage, very vicious stuff. Sex involving blood. But that's not what sex and blood play is in the definition put out by the San Franciscan government and the Los Angeles government, the state government, the city government of Los Angeles really runs state government up in the northern part of the state. Blood drinkings. It's blood play, BDSM, sexual activity in which a participant is deliberately cut so to release blood. Vampire lifestyle. You say, well, that's a bunch of weird freaks. You know, nobody's doing that, really. Well, those weird freaks are running your schools. They run the big cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco, and they've got the state government. And they've got other state governments, and this is what they're into. And this is who they are. This is what's in the textbook. It says, role play, bondage, body fluid and blood play, sex toys. And there's whole pages on each part. I guess the teacher gets up and teaches you how to cut yourself and drink blood. And that's who these people are. So I'll break all that down, but let me just do this, because that ties into all these articles. Man who lives as a baby, cries, drinks from bottles, soils diaper, government wants taxpayers to pay for it. And don't worry, you will. Hell, you pay for little boys to have their genitals cut off by their parents. You pay for abortions. Why not pay for a man to live as a baby and have a nurse change his diapers? See, there's no end. I got a whole file on this, just what's breaking now. Woman who posed as teenage boy to abuse young girls, jailed for 8 years. She did a terrible thing. She deserves it, but the Muslims are allowed to do it. CNN says she's 7. She was born intersex, but her parents won't cut her male genitals off. They're criminals. That's CNN. It's like weird to have a boy now. Like, you're supposed to cut their genitals off. What the hell's going on with this family? They didn't do it. They let the little boy dress like a girl, but they won't cut it off. How weird. You see how this works? But let me tell you the other big news we've got, because there's a lot of good news, too. Taiwan's pro-independence president announces re-election victory. Beijing rebuked. DHS hails completion of 100th mile of new border wall. More than a dozen Saudi servicemen to be expelled from the U.S. after review of December shooting at Naval Air Station. The curtain falls on Chinese film festival. The censorship intensifies. French news agency AFP, they just can't have film festivals, because the Chinese won't let you even have them. They control Hollywood so much. It's all coming out, isn't it? Reported nuclear disaster up in Canada, but the government says don't worry about the reports of radiation. Just trust them. A big article from CNN. Australia's indigenous people have a solution for the country's brush fires. And it's been around for 50,000 years. And when you read the article, it says they need to scrub and rake up all the leaves and piles of debris and create fire breaks. Remember Trump said we need to rake the forest? That's actually what they call it in Austria. The media said he was totally insane. But, oh, the Aborigines recommended, and, oh, we've got to do control burns yesterday. We'll get to that report as well. And Jane Fonda told Anderson Cooper, it feels good to be arrested for civil disobedience. And then she says that we'll all be underwater in another year, but I've got all the articles where they said that the years before over and over again. We're going to hit that as well. But I shot a special report that we're going to post to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Bandai Video. And we built our own platforms. Thanks for your support, because we're not allowed anywhere else, where we can put this video up with the head of the UN World Health Department organization admitting vaccines are killing people and maiming them, and they're dangerous, and they're covering it up, and that most doctors they talk to are about to quit and go public, and that there's a crisis point. Wow. That's why they're saying arrest people that question vaccines and take their kids. It's bullying, the last tactic of individuals failing. What did Mahatma Gandhi say? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then they lose. His actual quote was, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Iran tried to say they didn't blow that plane up, even though we had the missile tracks, the satellite photos, everything. Before that was out, I said, that's routine. Iran shot down two airliners in the war with Iraq. It's a sad thing. It happens. They sure as hell didn't do it on purpose. They thought it was a U.S. aircraft, I'm sure. Now they came out and said, yeah, we were lying. We're not going to try anymore. We give up. In the past, governments would just keep the lie going, but see, it doesn't work anymore. We had the photos of the Tor missiles 5 days ago. We showed them to you here on air. See, it doesn't work anymore. Jigs up. So this incredibly important report is about to air. I'm on the other side of this break about the UN admitting vaccines are killing people and they've been ordered to cover it up. It's so important. It's so huge. It just validates everything. And boy, big tech's been on board trying to censor everybody that tells the truth. It's just sick. Okay, I'm about a week overdue ending the big year-end special. And it's because I've been so focused on news, I haven't done it. But I can tell you, I was up here all day, and we cut all the new ads for the new specials. And they're great specials, but they're not as deep or big as the 2019 year-end specials that sold out most of our products. But Real Red Pill Plus, 8-Pack Power Stack, Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Bio, True Selenium, Survival Shield, X3, that's so amazing. It's all 60 to 75% off. That's at cost. Ultimate Female Force, InfoWars Live Protein Bars, Super Silver Wound Gel, it's amazing and patented, Bio-PCA, Icarin, it's all massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And all those sales end tomorrow because at 8 a.m. when David Knight goes on the air, all the new ads start and the old specials are dead. And the new specials are great, but they're not as wide or as deep as we can in this new year to fund ourselves to do that. So this is the last chance to take advantage of this and get the products you want that make your life better. InfoWarsStore.com. Like 50% off the whitening toothpaste that remineralizes the teeth. I mean, that's almost at cost of that price. You've got a few hours left at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with what you financing us is exposing. Yeah, you've done an amazing job.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. We've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here is the special report that just went live at band.video, where United Nations officials admit they've been covering up deaths and massive injuries while saying it's totally safe and effective with all these new hundreds of vaccines they're pushing.
Vaccines are very safe. If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself.
Please listen to me carefully. Millions of people have already had their lives ruined, and many of them have died because of the information I'm about to lay out. And still millions more are facing that same fate. This information that I'm about to lay out that has just broken, and this directly from the UN department running the operation, admits that they are knowingly forcing vaccines worldwide when they are killing and maiming people en masse, when they are untested, unproven, and known to be dangerous, and that the majority of doctors know they're dangerous and are about to go public. What you're about to witness is the beginning of them going public. They know what they're saying here, and they're saying it because they know nothing can stop this information coming out now, and it's far worse than they even say. You're about to see the head scientist at the World Health Organization admit that vaccines are killing people and that there's a cover-up. Then we're going to show you the directors of all the major programs at the UN admitting that the front line of doctors is wobbly and they don't think they're safe because they see what's happening, that people are being hurt and that they've been covering it up, and that there's a global crisis in confidence in vaccines because they've done it, so they need to start testing and find out if they're safe. Safe, effective, tested? None of that's true. It's being done by design. So I'll tell you the rest of the story after we play these clips.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the
communication and the misapprehensions, because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level.
The first accusation is it is the adjuvant. And yet, without adjuvants, we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work. I give courses every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines, and the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so.
It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances, and therefore it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original study.
The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
And again, as you mentioned, pre-licensure clinical trials may not be powered enough. It's also the subject population that you administer the adjuvant to, because we've seen data presented to us where an adjuvant, a particular adjuvant added to a vaccine antigen, did really nothing when administered to a certain population, and it's usually the elderly, you know, compared to administering the same formulation to younger age strata. So these are things which need to be considered as well and further complicate safety and effectiveness evaluation of adjuvants combined with vaccine antigens.
Where are 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks? A child is being given different antigens from different companies, and these vaccines have different adjuvants, different preservatives, and so on. Something crosses my mind. Is there a possibility of these adjuvants, preservatives, cross-reacting amongst themselves? Have there ever been a study on the possibility of cross-reactions from the panel members that you can share the experience with us?
We have a very wobbly health professional frontline that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When the frontline professionals are starting to question, or they don't feel like they have enough confidence about the safety to stand up to it to the person asking them the questions. I mean, most medical school curriculums, even nursing curriculums, I mean, in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half day on vaccines.
What you just saw is only a small sampling of the historic meeting where the UN convened an emergency summit in Switzerland with their top scientists to try to figure out what's happening and how to respond to the public's awakening to what's happening. And then, of course, Big Pharma, with its horrible history of corruption, is given liability protection for the damage caused by the vaccines, and they go on the news and tell us, vaccines never hurt anybody. It's a conspiracy theory. Arrest everybody that criticizes it. Take their children away from them. I've had hundreds of scientists on, medical doctors, you name it, exposing all of this over the years. So we're not learning anything new here, but it's the UN admitting that there's a loss of confidence globally by the medical community, and that there's been a cover-up and they don't know what to do. They say they haven't studied, but they have. Big Pharma uses the UN and other governments as the enforcers of this. But as you heard the UN say, they've never done a study. And they don't have a study on the effects of adjuvants, but they clearly see what they're doing. And top scientists say you shouldn't even use adjuvants. We know they're causing autoimmune responses. We know they're causing autoimmune diseases. He uses fancy terms for allergic responses and autoimmune disease, but that's what he's saying. But not in words that you know, or that I know in general, that will scare us. So they're up there talking in code, because they're there trying to cover their ass. But those that are really guilty are Big Pharma, because the adjuvants are only one part of this. When you have a live anthrax vaccine, and they say, well, it's genetically engineered to be not as harmful, and then it kills a bunch of people that are administered it. That's what happened. Or you have the new approved Ebola vaccine. that's live Ebola, but it's been genetically engineered, they say, to not harm you. Should we go over all the problems there or what Trojan horses have been loaded in on purpose or by accident? It just goes on and on from there. So vaccines, we think of just learning immunity to something. That's a real technology. It has risk, but it's done a lot of amazing things. We're talking about all these other sciences rolled in to vaccines, genetic engineering, you name it, being put into us via these vaccines that Big Pharma is testing us like guinea pigs with, and we see the response. Massive deaths, massive neurological problems, incredible levels of cancer increases, and the inserts admit that. But there is a sickening silver lining to this giant black cloud of evil. And that's that the damage and the death and the carnage is so huge from vaccines and vaccine-related technologies that they can't cover it up anymore. And people are pissed and they know what's going on. And the dam is breaking. Dr. Wakefield did those studies more than 20 years ago, proving that antibodies from the MMR shot were in the intestines of these autistic children. Since then, a whole bunch of other studies have been done confirming his research, but the media targeted him and said that he was a fraud when he was never proven to be a fraud, and those that made up the fraud have since been exposed. But that's what they do to trailblazers that try to warn the people. The big takeaway here is, back in the mid-80s, the United States passed a multi-billion dollar act to put billions of dollars a year into a secret fund to pay people who are damaged by vaccines. But they believe that only about 1% of those damaged even know about the fund and ever get to the fund through the reporting agency and then jump through the hoops to get the aid they need. Think about that. They set up giant vaccine damage funds that operate in secret, but they tell you they're safe and effective and that it's a conspiracy that anybody ever got hurt. And the very same UN head scientist puts out a video last year saying vaccines are totally safe and effective, never hurt anybody. But then she's in a meeting with her colleagues admitting they've covered everything up. This is scandal beyond scandal. This is all of our lives we're talking about. And only you can make sure the story gets out and is forced to break worldwide and really bring down this giant hoax that is medical tyranny through Big Pharma being given total liability protection to operate however they want and do whatever they want, a recipe for absolute medical Armageddon.
All right, folks, that report is at InfoWars.com, Band.Video, and NewsWars.com. Second hour coming up, I'm going to cover the biggest stories yet. Stay with.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.